Grand rising, everyone. Good afternoon, good evening to all of you out there, wherever you are. What's up, what's up, what's up? It's the day after that day they celebrate for Turkey Day. I'm so over that shit. Just celebrating genocide. But I just want to come on here and talk about it. I don't really talk about this that much. Sometimes I do, but it's very far and in between. But excuse me, I got a little head cold, allergies on my side. You hear the birds and all that. Just getting my morning, you know, meditation, quiet time in, you know. If y'all don't see what's going on in the world, just in your neighborhood, I don't watch the news or anything. But if you pay attention, stuff is just going on. And people don't want to believe in monsters and demons. And that shit is real. It walks around. Our creator just separated the realms so we couldn't see it. It's an illusion in between us. But guess what? That shit ain't going to always be there. And I've always been called crazy and weird and shit like that because of my gifts, what I can see, what I can hear, what I can do, you know, stuff like that. And I wonder how regular people would handle it, so-called regular people, when you've been trying to tell them for years and years and years, and then they see it for themselves by the masses. Do you know how many people gonna have heart attacks, strokes, and die from fear? This is stuff that I've been seeing since a child, and it ain't no limitations. I've seen a lot. I've heard a lot. I've been a lot of places outside of this realm, and the shit that's going on spiritually, people just, excuse me, look at her choking up, excuse me, people it don't want to be said what's going on in the spiritual realm. That's what happens. You get interrupted. But I'm going to still go forth. It's just like people are blind. Like, they so consumed with entertainment. They so consumed with fashion. They so consumed with money. Who got the best this? Who got the best that? Each year the shit get more extravagant, bigger, and ridiculous. You know, and it just, the focus is on the wrong thing. Like, we gonna be judged by our heart anyway. So people, you know, who in church are outwardly appearing to do the right thing, those ain't gonna be the ones. they gonna get it. That's why I'm glad he judged the heart, because, you know, it could be somebody real mean and stuff that you know, but they got a heart of gold. Ain't worrying about if they mean. They could be guarded and protected. And, you know, that's how they are, but they got the heart of gold. But spiritually, y'all, all these events that's going on right now, people be blind. They just don't pay it no attention, like it's not even going on, you know? And it's like, damn, can't you feel that? It's a feeling as well. Like, the atmosphere is different. If you pay attention, you could see shit like a grid in the sky. I watch plants move, leaves move. You know, I mean, I can see all of this stuff, but the next person can't see that because they so consumed with what's going on in the earth. Nature knows what's going on. You better try to connect. When the last time y'all really seen birds in the city? And ain't it weird that birds can sit on power lines? Come on now, that's a lot of voltage. I don't give a damn how much leather on the bottom of their feet. Those things that sit on there be recharging. Yeah, I'm all over the place. Because I need y'all to know that the shit ain't what you think it is. This a whole fucking simulation. These are avatars that we have. Yes, we are connected to them. We are connected to them because our souls are inside these bodies. But did y'all hear about the goddamn game headset? That if you die in the game, you die in real life. What kind of shit is that? Why would they want somebody to do that? Why would somebody even want to play that? But I bet you get people by the droves. Oh, I ain't gonna die in there. I'm gonna come out alive. When it's a fucking game assimilation, you know they're gonna set it up where you're gonna die. Not a lot at first, a here and there. And you're gonna have to sign these disclaimers that you ain't gonna sue. But it's gonna be people who doing the dumb shit. But I just want people to wake up, because this shit that we can't see, a lot of people can't see, and I ain't seen everything. But things are starting to be more and more visible. Like, that shit ain't hiding no more. The veil is getting thin. They opening portals all around. They got CERN going on. They got the Grand Canyon going on. They got so much of stuff that I don't even know about. When you think you know something, you really don't know shit. So I'm talking, but I'm talking from what I've know spiritually. This is spiritually. Like, I'm in tune. I thought about last night, you know, people be judging people, of course. And I think about the people who are on drugs, who are homeless, who just have given up on life. And you know what? They so low in self-hatred and self, oh my God, I can't believe I've gotten to this point. And oh well, I might as well, I done gone this far, whatever the situation. But it's self-torment. And you taking yourself farther and farther away from your creator, so you can't hear nothing. You can't see nothing. You can't feel nothing. And that's the same thing with the entertainment. You so engrossed in the entertainment that you seek that first. There is no connection anywhere. Same with the money. Same with the fashion. Same with everything that is not giving you what you are. You are spirit first. We have to be in these bodies to dwell on this earth. You have to. You have to be in an avatar. Clearly, because the soul leaves, it's energy. When your soul leaves your body, avatar, you leave it behind. So you got to think like it's more. You got to think about how deep this shit is. You know? Get in tune with yourself. Start listening. Start meditating. You know, just, I get so much help from the creator and the team that he has set up for me. You know, people be saying, oh, don't be demons you talking to or whatever. No, no. I know who I am. I know who I am. I don't know all of who I am, but I'm learning who I am in the spiritual realm. People be talking about, oh, they crazy, because you give them a piece of information that you have no business knowing about. But that should show them right then that I got the information from somewhere. I don't know you like that. It's very personal. So clearly my creator passed that message on down to let these people know, you know, she know what she's talking about. She's spiritually gifted. I don't have to pull no cards. I don't have to light no candles. I ain't got to do no sacrifices. I don't have to do no altars. None of that. I'm straight spirit fed. Have been from a child. From birth. Always. And so when people don't listen to me and stuff, I don't get upset or nothing like that, because that's their prerogative. I've did my part and passed along the message, you know? So, but people better get ready. You know, nobody knows the day, the hour, or whatever, but I mean, come on. You can see with your eyes. Those who have eyes, let them see. Those who have ears, let them hear. But people are so caught up in what they're doing that they can't even see the changes as quick as they're happening. They in a whole nother, that's what I say, you know, the weed and the tear grow up together, but they will be separated. And while the weed and the tear is in there together, one is thriving and one is dying. But at the end, they'll be separated. But while they're growing, it's almost like it's trying to choke it out. You know what I'm saying? But it survives. So it's just, hey, and I ain't on here talking about get your soul right and all that. You know, go to church, because for me, church is not where it was at. It was when I left the church, and I was raised in church. And then when I was an adult, I went back to church. Y'all know the story. I done told it a million times. But that just wasn't for me. They say that, you know, you're not supposed to practice certain things. But there it is right there in the church. You got a whole altar. They lead the sheep to slaughter right there on that altar. They call people up. And we voluntarily get up and go up there to that altar. When you get up from that altar, you should feel refreshed. Rejoiced, because you went there to lay all your burdens down. You giving them to the Lord, right? But when you get up, you're drained. That's because that's a sacrificial altar. Those pastors know what's going on in the church, and they getting all the power. Yeah, I'm talking about everything. They have you to eat flesh symbolically and drink blood symbolically. That's cannibalism. That's like drinking adrenochrome. Excuse me. Oh, they don't want me to talk. Oh, they don't want me to talk today, but I'm going to get it on out. That's like drinking adrenochrome or whatever you call it. When the Holy Spirit hits you in church, man, you feel drained. You don't know what done went in you. You don't know what you done opened yourself up to. You feel tired, drained. All you want to do is go sit down, but you just had something so heavenly and joyous inside of you that you should feel refreshed, brand new. You should have a whole new continent on your face, but no, you don't. You be ugly. Your face be, you know what I'm saying? You've been crying and screaming and all this thrashing around. That don't sound godly to me, but you don't think about that when you sitting up in there. Because this is what we've been taught over and over and over. And then they tell you, they try to have that control of if you leave, you know, you're going to go back to the streets or to hell. And, you know, they always promoting hell. I'm in hell. I think hell is a mind state right now. I ain't saying that other stuff don't exist, because people going to have to pay for what they did. But for them to beat you over the head with you going to hell, that's just not right. That's just ridiculous. You trying to pull people in, not scam. You know what I'm saying? And it's, I was taught that God is not a God of fear. You know, yes, we gonna respect him. We got a creator who made all of this, who made us. Of course, he deserves all the respect. You know, but why should you be afraid of him and love him? You either going to be one or the other. And if you're afraid, that love don't run too deep. At least not for me anyway. Because how can you love somebody you're afraid of? It just, it's conflict. It's conflict. You're afraid to leave. You're afraid to say something. That's why. And you think it's love because you're still there, but no. So I had to go within. Greater is he that is within me than he that is in the world. So I went within and I found God inside of me right here. He said right between my two temples on the top of my head, the Godhead, he dwells right between them. That's my piece of him. We all have him. We all got it in us. But some people don't acknowledge it. Some people never know. Like, I bet y'all ain't even know that. The wisdom teeth, you know, they encourage you to get them pulled out. Why? People don't even think about stuff. If ain't nothing wrong with your teeth, why would you go and get them pulled out? They give you this medical thing that it'll give you problems later. Did you know that one connected to your heart and the other connected to your brain? Why would you take that out if it ain't bothering you or bad or nothing? Or they tell you it's going to push your teeth. Listen, they have you to do this stuff and correct your mouth and this, that, and the third. Yeah, it'd be beautiful, but it's not yours. the way that your teeth grow, that's how they're supposed to grow. When you put something else in there, then you go to having problems, but people don't speak about it. You know, you got bridges and stuff like that. I'm talking about that permanent stuff. It's just, I'm talking about everything, y'all. I need y'all to get this spiritual self in order. Get your spiritual self in order. Because when you leave here, ain't none of this shit going with you. Not one drop of it. What you gonna do? Take it in spirit? No, that ain't happening. This is what you get for being in this body while you're here. When you leave this body, this stuff still gonna be here. Period. So get your spiritual selves in order. Like, start connecting. Go just start by grounding. And a lot of people who live in the city or whatever, it's hard to find a patch of dirt, you know, a patch of grass. But I'm quite sure you can find some somewhere. Go out there and start grounding. Standing barefoot in the ground. Close your eyes. Connect. Sunbathe. Be out in the sun. They say it's fake. I don't know, but it still feels good to me. And I get energy from it. I love it. I talk to my trees. I talk to my plants. I talk to the birds. I talk to the squirrels. You know, the dogs, insects, any part of nature, bees. I mean, and my favorite, the butterfly. And I've always been like this. I've always had a connection with insects, with nature, period. Birds and stuff. And even though if people are afraid of these things, but they still attracted to them, you know, it's like, check yourself. And everybody is not spiritually gifted. But you have spiritually gifted people that are placed around those people to tell them things. I know somebody done walked up to you, a complete stranger in your lifetime, and told you something that kind of blew your mind. Or you've had that supernatural experience that blew your mind, but then you shut it down and you limit yourself because you're afraid. But that's what we live in. It's just a veil there. If that veil was lifted, man, we would all probably die of horror of what we see. You know, maybe not me, because I done seen some freaky shit. I would be surprised, you know, my heart rate probably would go up a little bit, but I would survive seeing it. I just wanted to share y'all get y'all spiritual selves in order, because it's a lot of stuff going on in the world right now. Snowing in Africa, all the water in the desert over there in Pakistan moving. You know, the houses and stuff. The hurricane we just had here in Florida in November. Come on now. What the hell? You know what I'm saying? It's all about depopulation. Man is grasping at straws right now because they don't know how long they got. So they trying to, you know, do what they can. Russia already talking about they going to bomb over here and stuff. You know, it's just a whole bunch of mess that's going on. And spiritually, you got to be okay, because they can kill the body, but not the soul. But they trying to learn how to trap the soul. And I think that game, that they going to tell you that you died in that game. But I think they done found a way to trap your soul, reprogram it and put it, your consciousness rather, and put it in a body, a robot body. Or a synthetic body, because y'all know they got them synthetic whole human freaking bodies. Yeah, they got whole humans, and you can purchase one and get your consciousness put in it. It's just crazy. But again, your consciousness is attached to what you're in. So maybe you'll still be able to feel and stuff like that. Maybe that's what that is in the Bible when they say in the end days, men will be begging to die and can't. Because they in these artificial bodies that wasn't assigned to them for this earth. And their consciousness is just still in there. The whole head could just be a head or and their consciousness still in there. You know, that's just crazy. People just do crazy stuff. But again, I encourage each and every one of you to get yourself together spiritually. I mean, it's good to be prepared for earthly things too. You know, when you gotta prepare, prepare. But don't, none of that matter, because in a twinkle in the eye, you know, all that could be over with. We worrying about jobs and this, that, and the third. Yeah, we gotta live and stuff like that. But you gotta get right spiritually first. And I think everything else will just fall in place, at least for me. All right, y'all. I guess I done rambled on enough, but I sure appreciate y'all. Sure appreciate y'all. I appreciate you listening to my ramblings. I sure appreciate y'all. Y'all know I couldn't go without saying something. Y'all have a great day.